conclusion that by creating, by inference, the impression that he committed the crimes against the Soviet people, including Soviet Jews, he could develop a successful defense. The fact is that it would be a mistake to dismiss Hasner's reasoning as completely exceptional. Fascism is an outgrowth of capitalism in these last days, of senile monopoly capitalism in barbaric USA. In a less extreme form, Hasner's line of reasoning pervades throughout USA society. Fascism does not invent a new ideology. It does not give birth to a new set of values or new morality. It extends the ideology, values, and morality that monopoly capital gives rise to. To accept the practices of last to be fired, last to be hired, rather, first to be fired, and the other barriers to skill jobs, as long as the discriminatory policies are limited to blacks, Puerto Ricans, Chicanos, Indians, Filipinos, and Asian American, is to accept racism. Fascism takes this concept rooted in the capitalist system of USA and extends it to acceptance of mass murder and genocide, which means the murder of a whole people. Let's take a few other examples. The week in which this is being spoken in Houston, Texas, three killer cops were convicted for the second time of cold-blooded murder. Each time, a judge gave 1 year suspended sentences. In the judge's book, murder was not murder because the victim was of Mexican Indian descent. That's why there are race riots after race riots in Houston. They are seeing such terrible Hitlerite attitude on the part of brutal fascist police in Houston, Texas, that they are openly resisting. But Americans require an awful lot before they will resist. Aren't there landlords, storekeepers, and others who feel that when they are dealing with blacks, Puerto Ricans, Indians, and other racially oppressed peoples, they have a special license to rip them off? Somehow stealing from blacks and Hispanic Indian peoples isn't stealing. Just as for Hasner's murdering Soviet Jews is not murder. He readily admits to murdering Soviet Jews as his defense in the U.S. court of law. He just says he didn't murder Latvian Jews. Aren't there people who would get very upset at any manifestation of auto or anti-Catholic or anti-Jewish prejudice, but who would look the other way when it comes to injustices to the Arabian or Palestinian people? Somehow the suffering of Palestinians thrown off their ancestral lands and living for decades in the misery of refugee camps does not count. Then there are the actions of the FBI and CIA. There goes the plane to pick up Marcelin, a wonderful courtesy of the guy on the Defense Force, for nothing, to take our people to and fro. One good sign of strong support. Let's go on. Then there are the actions of the FBI and CIA. These agencies engage in illegal activities against communists, harassment, dirty tricks, etc. But against communists, illegal activities are permissible. Today's news, by the way, has it that Martin Luther King was set up for destruction by one of his chief aides in the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He was an FBI informer all the time. Further revelations of skullduggery against King to portray him as a homosexual, as a person with rapacious sexual appetites in deviant ways, angered Mrs. King to such a degree today that she came out of her liberalism for a moment, her liberal shell, and demanded the elimination of the Federal Bureau of Investigation because it was bringing the United States into a police state. Well, let's go on with the concept. These agencies, the FBI and CIA, engage in illegal activities against communists. Harassments, dirty tricks. But against communists, you see, illegal activities are permissible. Was not the concept that communists have no legal or constitutional rights the basic tactic of Hitler and McCarthy in getting the public to accept their general reactionary drives? Is that not what Egypt has done this week? Communism is evil against God. The capitalists portray it when it's indeed the truth that there is no God. 500 million, 500,000, half million were murdered in Indonesia, communists, because they bring out the truth that there is no God, that people must unite in solidarity, the only hope for the working class. Did not many liberals justify their support of McCarthy, so-called social democrats, supporting McCarthy, the fascist, and his illegal activities, as long as the drive was directed only at communists? Is this not a shadow of the same kind of morality and ethics that Hasner's and his attorneys are using in their defense? It's a class question. Ultimately, all these things flow from the class nature of capitalist society, USA, and from the needs of its ruling class. USA society is supposed to operate on the principle that all men are equal, but nothing in U.S. capitalist society really operates according to that principle. The system of education is a class system. Great care is lavished on the education of the upper rich class elite. But if workers, blacks, Chicanos, Indians, or Puerto Ricans don't learn how to read and write, what does it matter? In fact, it is by design, as we see here in Jonestown, where we're having to put such emphasis upon learning. People have been crippled purposefully so they cannot read or write, so they will not be informed to find the truth of Marxist-Leninism, socialism, that leads to the beautiful road of utopian communism. What happens to those workers is just not important, and it's important to keep them down, keep them ignorant, because ignorance will enable the oppressor to continue to manipulate the working class. The system of medical care is a class system in USA today. Tens of millions cannot afford adequate medical care. But in fascist USA society, the very fact that they cannot afford medical care is supposed to be proof that it doesn't matter if they don't get it at all. The judicial system, the court system, is a class system. Big shot war criminals like Nixon and CIA chief Richard Helms get pardoned or get away with a symbolic punishment, while people who are poor and oppressed and commit no crimes or lesser crimes to feed themselves are sent to jails in which they are treated as less than human, and even crowded in California 8 times more than the facilities will allow in the jails or prisons of California. The attitudes that lie behind all this do not arise by themselves any more than Hasner's attitude toward the Soviet Union, the vanguard of liberation, the mother of us all, the October Revolution of 1917, the avant-garde of black liberation so beautifully today in Africa. No, the attitudes that lie behind all this do not rise by themselves any more than Hasner's attitude towards the great Soviet Union, the motherland of all liberation, and Jews rose by itself. Hasner's attitude was created by Nazi fascism to serve its policy of aggression against the Soviet Union, racist and anti-working class attitudes and practices, the view that if directed against communists, anything is permissible, are consciously promoted by monopoly capitalism because they are its main weapons of exploitation and rule. And the Soviet Union is the main obstacle for the elitist finance capitalists, monopoly capitalists, imperialist, as embodied in the Trilateral Commission that is ruled and regulated and dominated by USA, the few elite families. The Soviet Union is their only obstacle to oppression. It is the Soviet Union that is bravely supporting liberation in Africa. Now that hate-mongering is being whipped up today in a summit conference at this very hour of NATO in Washington, calling the Soviet Union a terror, a menace to be dealt with. In a way, the United States ruling class operates more insidiously than even Adolf Hitler's Germany did. Hitler was an avowed racist, militarist, and aggressor. The United States government talks about equality and freedom. It uses far more guile, cunning, and demagogy than Hitler did. U.S. monopoly capital in this period is more flexible, more willing to make concessions, to retreat when absolutely necessary, but it still supports racist South Africa, fascist Indonesia, and it pushes the arms race and conspires to overthrow regimes it does not like. No concern for human rights if the military dictatorship it's supporting upholds the interest of U.S. finance capital or U.S. world imperialist designs. Just like Nazism, the U.S. ruling class is shooting poisons into society, poisons which spread immorality and rottenness, which promote hypocrisy and cynicism, teaching everyone to trust nothing, the anti-hero syndrome. Don't believe in anything, so you'll have no way to organize yourself. That's why they brought us up for ridicule in the press, because Jones was honest, genuine leader, organizing the people, giving them power to defend themselves. So cynicism is the rule of the press, a grand design, because it's the arm of monopoly capitalism, the newspapers, the television, the radio. So it set out to make us look as mean and ugly as we could, so the people would not see our beauty, the honesty and integrity of a true leader of the people, Jim Jones, that could have rallied them against the forces of the oppressive fascist U.S. government. The U.S. government can prattle about freedom, equality, and human rights. The reality all around us in USA is different, and people know it. Just as with Nazi Germany, there are many today who will go along with the perverted, immoral reasoning of monopoly capitalism because they do not feel themselves hurt or threatened by it. Nazi Germany provides a terrible lesson of what can happen when people do this. Repeatedly, the Soviet Union called for unity, for collective security against the fascist menace of Hitler while there was still time to prevent world catastrophe. The calls went unheeded, and the world paid a disastrous price. Because like the minister said, Niebuhr, they came for the communists. I wasn't worried. I wasn't a communist. I didn't like communists. They came for the trade unions. I didn't get worried. I didn't like trade unions. They came for the Jews. I didn't like Jews. They killed Christ. They came for the Catholics. I always considered them the great whore because I was a Protestant. I didn't get worried. I did nothing. They came for various cults, Jehovah's Witnesses. I didn't get worried because I wasn't one of them. When the Nazis finally came for me, everybody was gone and there was no one left to defend me when they led me off to the concentration camp. That mood still prevails in the United States. Those who do not feel themselves hurt are threatened by racism, by illegalities committed against communists, or Marxist-Leninists, or socialists are wrong, all with the exception of the monopolies and their lackeys are hurt and threatened. All the people are threatened. When one people's rights are threatened, all people's rights are threatened, except the elitist. Even capitalists go down who are small fry. We've seen that by Bert Lance, who was an aide of Carter. Got to be one of the big boys of the Trilateral Commission, like the DuPonts and the Rockefellers. Racism divides the working class and the people, and its cost in holding back the progress of the people is incalculable. And illegalities against communists are just harbingers of illegalities against liberals, against all people who want peace and social progress. The first to go in Nazi Germany were the social democrats and the liberals, but they don't have sense to see that history is repeating itself in USA today. Time is running out for freedom with Senate Bill 1437 and House Bill 6869, which you must study intensely because there'll be a vast testing tonight. Don't count on just an alphabet test. All must know it. In the People's Rally at 7:30, the only sensible as well as moral position is to recognize that an injustice to one is an injustice to all. The struggle for social progress, the struggle against monopoly capitalism that's in its senile stages, which will have to go into fascism and outright police state terror, the struggle against the policies of nuclear hell, neutron bombs and atomic blast bombs that only barbarians like property worshippers, capitalists could think up, the struggle for world peace, the struggle for the extension of democratic rights, and the struggle for socialism, all demand that we raise to new levels the struggle against the influences of racism and the poisonous fog of Cold War, anti-communism, and particularly anti-Soviet communism, which is the only vanguard of liberation for the world to look to. the October Revolution of 1917 under Lenin, spiritual motherland, the Soviet Union, deserves our support. We shall stand in solidarity with the USSR, no matter what the cost. Even in good times, it appears now when we have the backing of the Guyanese government, or if it were in repressive times, it matters not. We have only one life to live, and a life that is lived purposeful is a life indeed that has meaning. All other lives are wasted and are nothing more than animal-like or insect-like without purpose. Let us stand up against capitalism's last stand, its fascist mentality that is being put into actual being in a police state fascism by Senate Bill 1437 and House Bill 6869. Thank you. All my love.